all my life, been grinding all my life. Sacrifice, hustle paid the price. Want a slice, got to roll the dice. That's why all my life, I've been grinding all my life. Look, all my life.
Welcome to Darren and Sterling here on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. The rain has held off. It's nice. We're both in studio. There was supposed to be a monsoon. It was on Sunday. Today, it's actually kind of nice outside. It's kind of, the sun was shining for a little bit even. Not right this second, it's overcast now, but this morning it was kind of pretty out. How you doing, Darren?
I'm sore. I spent an hour and 25 minutes on the waist today with my brother.
That's what you're supposed to do.
And our friend. And I've come to the point, it felt good. Didn't get any cardio in. I'm going to do that tonight during the playing games. But felt good. I mean, trust me, I know I'm going to be sore. Afterwards, I did spend about 5 to 7 minutes in the steam room. I like that feeling.
Dude, steam room is phenomenal. I'm a sauna guy first.
I thought about sauna, but you know, as much as the steam room may have me sweating, I prefer the steam room. I think the steam room would be better for me because I won't feel like, even though it was, you know, steam and I had to kind of put my face in my I guess
Dude,
I can't deal with all the smoke.
It's
like you got to put your face in your shirt so you don't have a hard time breathing. But man, it felt good, man. I burnt every bit of more than 800 calories today just doing that. And you know, my brother's like, man, I'm going to challenge you, man. I want you to be in L.A., you know, walking around with a tank top and baby oiled up. I'm like, that's in February. I'm like, but I got you. I have every intention. Every day that I'm on radio, bro, I'm going to be suited up. But after that last interview.
Please do not wear baby oil all over yourself lathered up. That is
no,
not.
No. That's going. No. When I get through with the last interview each day, I'm walking around L.A. half naked. All that's going to be ripped.
No.
All that is going to be ripped. Baby oiled up.
Do you think that happens in like 6 months? You just become ripped?
Yep.
You think that's how it works?
Yep. Because one thing that I know I'm going to have to give up, as God is my witness, is going to be harder than people think. I got to give up my gates. I'm going to get it. That is going to help a lot. I'm going to give up my gates. I'm going to give up my wings and things. And I'm going, I stopped drinking soda for the most part, but stopped drinking just basically water with the little squeezy stuff that's, you know, zero calories.
Dude, Gates
zero
isn't that bad for you.
Well,
it's not. You see, you can keep Gates. Just don't get the fries and don't get the bun. Just get, like, ribs aren't bad for you.
Oh, okay. Okay, that works.
I mean, just get
that works.
What if you just get the brisket? Like, I mean, you gotta eat meat. You gotta have protein.
You know, my brother told me I could have steak. So, like, if I wanted to, like, I could literally go to Golden Corral. But there's things I can eat there. But I can't. You know, have to eat in moderation. No. See, you're
how
laughing.
The hell you gotta tell me you're gonna go to Golden Corral on a diet?
No. Because listen, dude. Nah, because I went yesterday. But here's the thing, I had baked chicken.
All right.
I had baked chicken. I had green beans. I had cabbage. And I had fruit. I had peaches and I think it was pineapples. I didn't have no, trust me, I didn't have no desserts. As much as I wanted, I didn't eat any chicken noodle soup. I didn't eat any. I walked past the macaroni and cheese. It was calling my name. The fried chicken was too.
That's tough.
I did have a couple of pieces of meat of roast beef.
There you go.
Of roast beef. And I did have a pork chop. My brother told me, he actually told me the pork chops is good for you. He said
pork chops are good.
Yeah, so I had a pork steak. I had, you know, a little, they had them cut up small. So I mean, that's what I did yesterday. I mean, that was literally the only thing I ate yesterday. So
we're now a nutrition show. We're now all here talking nutrition.
Well, because I'll be honest. I told you Ron Hewley, lost a lot of weight, but really it was the passing of Therese Paylor earlier this year, right after the Super Bowl. Because I remember I sent him a text the day before he had passed away, and he was on the Zoom meeting with us, with Andy Reid after the Super Bowl, and he passed away the next morning. And so he was 6 years younger than me, so, you know, but we were probably about the same weight. But I'm taller than he is. But it came to me, you know what? I need to go and get back to my high school weight, which is going to take a long time to do because I was when I was on weight, I was 155, 176 pounds.
I'm 165.
Yeah. So if I can just get down in the low in the low 200s, I'll be fine. You know, but there are things I know I'm going to have to do and have to give up. And
dude, soda's the quickest, easiest one. Diets with Darren. You got to start sponsoring it. Diets with Darren.
Here's the thing, man. Yeah, I think I'm bull jiving.
I didn't say you were.
No. I'm going to be walking around L.A. with no shirt on. Just getting a ticket from the police.
Because why'd they give you a ticket?
Because of the intimidation factor.
I don't think that's how that works. Dude, I think Terry Crews could be walking around and ain't nobody's giving him a ticket for intimidation factor. And he's
yoked.
That's fine.
Then put me in that manner. So, yeah. So, look, I'm looking forward to, like, the media part of that. When everything kind of gets back to normal, oh, yeah. I am walking up in the media thing with a white, you know, white tank top lathered in baby oil. Lathered.
In other news, the Royals are returning to full capacity.
I think people would rather hear about me being lathered versus the Royals, but go ahead.
So the Royals are now returning to full capacity. Just got this message on Slack. Mondesi is now transferring to AAA, which is good news for the Royals. So big news in baseball. We're getting some news around.
I thought you wanted Wade Davis instead.
No, I want Wade Davis to get cut. Around 3:10, Mike Matheny speaking today. And then at 3:40, Danny Duffy is speaking today. Danny Duffy is now placed on the IL, the 10-day injured list. There is some concerns about his forearm. If you don't know, when you get Tommy John, the first thing, I'm not saying it's Tommy John surgery. I'm not saying that's what he has to get Tommy John. I'm just saying, when you have forearm tightness, that's typically the first symptom pitchers say before it turns out they've torn their ligament that requires Tommy John surgery. It's not good. Denny Duffy's been the best pitcher for the Royals all season. He's been about the second or third best pitcher in the majors all season. This would be a massive blow if he's out one start, let alone 10 days, and we'll see how long it could potentially be.
Did it say where when the injury took place?
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that yet. I think he's going to address all that. Mike Matheny's on at 3:10. Lebo's going to give us any updates as far as regards to Danny Duffy. But the other news, Mondesi going to AAA. That's good. They have to go to AAA because of the COVID protocols. You can't really go from AA to the majors. You have to take a stop in a specific spot, and that happens to be AAA for the Royals. So Mondesi's going to AAA, get some ABs, and then he should hopefully be called up soon, which is going to be a huge boost to this offense. I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a beautiful thing, especially knowing that his contributions to the team will be a plus. I mean, anything that he's able to add, if he can help wake the bats up, that'll be a good thing for Kansas City.
It's going to be important with the struggles of Nicky Lopez. I mean, Nicky Lopez, I'll give him credit. He's been able to take a walk, and I'll be the first to give him props. That his eye has been great. His vision has been good. He's batting 227. Zero power. His defense, for supposedly being a defensive wizard, not very good. He's been one of the worst shortstops defensively in the majors. That's not going to cut it when you're batting 227 with no power. So, Mondesi can't come back soon enough for me.
How do you improve from that? I mean, seriously, how much of that is mental? How much of that is just that he just hasn't been able to cut the mustard this season? How much of that is in between your head?
It's just him. He's not a power hitter. This is what he was going to be. He's going to be, I mean, defensively it could be between the head a little bit, sure. Offensively, this is who he is. To expect him to all of a sudden bat 290 is just asinine. This is who he is. Jeffrey Flanagan had a pretty cool tweet regarding this, because now that he's gone and he can kind of embellish and elaborate on stuff. And a lot of it was there was pressure from fans, and they needed to call someone up, and the pressure was almost too much. Everyone in the Royals organization knew Nicky Lopez isn't going to be the savior. But for some reason, fans were saying, oh, my gosh, Nicky Lopez, he's going to be the savior. He's going to turn this team around when he originally got called up. They all knew this is about what he is. This is what Nicky Lopez is.
Yeah, man, I did. I may try to see if we can get Jeffrey on the show tomorrow, since tomorrow's our last day. Oh, just a program. We are off Thursday and Friday due to the airing of the PGA Championship on this station. So tomorrow will be the last day. We'll obviously talk more. We'll talk about tonight's NBA playing games. We'll preview tomorrow's games. But I'll try to see if we can get Jeffrey on the show tomorrow, get his thoughts on everything that's taking place with the Royals thus far. Since he's, you know, retired and open and, you know, want to kind of spill the beans, you know, I mean, I think we need to give Jeffrey a platform.
That would be awesome. That if we can get him on here, that would be huge.
Not
because
if I just got to send him a text message. But yeah.
Shoot him a text, because
maybe I will.
Do it. See, this is how we do stuff on this show. We have to like just pressure Darren into doing it right then and there. Because if I let him wait, it's going to slip his mind.
You're right.
He'll be busy working out, placing bets. And we won't get Jeffrey Flanagan on here. But if we get Flanny on here, that'd be great. Because we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Because the Royals, for being 18-22, they are now about a quarter of the season finished in the books. It's been a roller coaster. They've had some highs, obviously, leading the Major League Baseball in winning and wins and winning percentage for a good amount of the season, to losing 11 straight games. There's more ups and downs, valleys and peaks in the Mamba right now at Worlds of Fun. I mean, this thing is just going up and down. It's a roller coaster.
World of Fun is open?
I was making a joke saying there's more ups and downs than the Mamba.
I get that. But you said it so. You said it so convincingly. So damn, I didn't. I thought it might have been open.
I don't know if it is or not.
Oh well.
Do you like riding roller coasters?
Hell no,
dude. It sucks. Why do people? Why would people be like, you know what? I want to throw up. I don't get it.
I don't get
roller coasters.
As much as I hate roller coasters, I will get on it. I mean, if I'm with, you know, if I'm with some people, or, you know, at the time, you know, brother be trying to court folk, whatever, I'll get on there. I will just keep my eyes closed the entire time and will scream to the high heavens.
Did you just say a brother trying to court folk?
I'm saying, when I was single. Yeah, that's
it. It was a funny phrase. It made me chuckle, Darren.
Yeah. I mean, I remember one time when I was at World of Fun, they had, and I don't think they have it, but it was the Orient Express, and I was so afraid they had a chicken exit. I had no problem going out that chicken exit because I wasn't about that life. Now, I have ridden on roller coasters where, as long as it doesn't go upside down and twirl the circle, I'm good. I think, you know, I went to, what they call it, Six Flags?
Sure.
Either in St. Louis. I think it was in St. Louis.
Yeah, I think it's STL, yeah.
Yeah. They had like the Batman thing where you just ride and you don't go, you know, you just, it's just fast. I can deal with fast. It's just upside down stuff I can't do because I ain't built like that no more.
Darren, same. We have a lot in common because I'm the exact same way when it comes to roller coasters.
The only other ride I won't do anymore is I won't do like a raft ride that goes down a slope, because there was a time when I was at World of Fun and went down and we flew up off, you know, and it's like, you know, and you know, first of all, you're going down fast because of the water. But then, I don't know if it's a magnet or something to it, but flew off and I knew that we weren't no longer on the thing. And, so, again, I'm afraid of heights as it is, but it's just a raft and you just fly. Man, I'm not built like that no more, dude.
No, dude.
I'm just not.
I'm not trying to scare myself. I'm not trying to piss my pants. I ain't trying to do this.
And I will say this, just going back to the workout stuff, it's my first time at Genesis Health Club because I got a membership Planet Fitness, so my brother wanted to do that. So now I got to sign up for that, so that's just more money I got to shell out. I'm going to have to call my high school principal, have him take over my Planet Fitness payments, and I'll just do the – but, man, I didn't know, again, they had a steam room, sauna, they had a pool. I haven't been swimming in such a long time. It's like now, you know, my brother's like, if I can't go, just go. I will, because I will go, I'll work out, I'll get on, I'll do some cardio. I just want to get in the pool. But I don't know the order.
Get some laps in.
I don't know about all that, but because they got a hot tub too.
Big hot tub guy.
But my thing is, I don't know, like, the rotation. Do I need to go in the pool first, steam room? That part I got to figure out a rotation.
Just go on a – start training for a triathlon. There you go. Do bike, swim, run.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do all that. I just want to get the stomach down, get them abs.
That'll help you.
Well, yeah, it probably would. But I used to have an 8-pack. You know, people had 6. I had an 8-pack. It's hidden somewhere in here. But when
you drank it.
No, I ate it. no, because not dude. When I was in college, I was class president, sit on the board of curators. I got all the free food I wanted. I took advantage of it. Like, we would have functions. They would always have what I like: drumettes, meatballs, fruit. So I would always, so they would always have a to-go box for me. You know, you got to shake hands and do all the stuff that you got to do as a, you know, student rep curated, you know. But when they backs was turned, I'm putting like 4 pounds of wings and meatballs, you know, with the barbecue sauce and then grapes. Oh, man. Then I go to the room and watch wrestling half the night. Bro, I lived that life, man.
In other news, Joe Burrow is full go for week one. That's what they say. He's on track.
Well, that's what they're
for.
Estimating. I mean, he's on
the
track.
Doctor says he's on track for full go. Yeah. Do you think Joe Burrow will be ready week one?
I think he'll be ready, but I mean, I don't think he's gonna make any. He's gonna make any difference since it's the Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, what I'm amazed.
He looked
with,
better last year. The team looked better with him at the helm.
Yeah. Now again, because I think you and others were tripping about the fact that they drafted his teammate while in the first round.
Yeah, Jamar Chase instead of Sewell.
But they still got a lineman in the second round.
And that ain't Sewell.
It ain't Sewell, but it's better than what they had. So, but what I want to talk about, because, you know, I'm a gambling man, I saw where they initially said that the Tampa Bay Bucks were favored in every game, but I think it's been amended to 15. The Chiefs are actually favored in 16 of their 17 games.
The only one I would assume, is it at Green Bay?
No, Green Bay is here.
Green Bay's here, so it'd be. No, I'm just thinking off the top of my head right now. I don't have anything in front of me.
No, they just have a quote unquote pick 'em game against Baltimore.
I was gonna say, is it Baltimore?
They said week three, but I think that's a week.
That's week two. Baltimore's week two.
Yeah, I know. That's what the site said. That's why I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Look, man. People wanted to malign me, you, Steve, and others, about the team going undefeated last year.
What, dude, it doesn't matter if you're favored. Do you think Tampa Bay's going to win 15 games this year?
I mean, Skip Bayless isn't going to win 20.
Bayless is an idiot. Well, he's paid to yell.
That part is true.
I'm yelling right now. I'm the idiot.
Exactly. So, see? Pot, be kettle. It's not a matter about the – look, I think they'll be favored – regardless of who they go up against, maybe with the exception of Tampa Bay,
sure,
if they meet them in the Super Bowl. My whole thing is that, yeah, the Chiefs, I expect them to be favored. I think it's just hard, as we've said, Vegas has them winning 12 games, got them going 12-5, or the, you know, they're over under, I guess, is 12 games. It's just hard for me to picture 4 or 5 teams beating them in a season, especially when you know you got Patrick Mahomes, the offensive line, defense probably improve, and Andy Reid on the sideline. It's just hard for me to see them losing 5 games. And yeah, favorite. I mean, man, I can't. It's hard for me to win any money off the Chiefs because last year, you know, you have to. I mean, I guess if you're going to parlay a bet, you have to put them in. You have to put them in as a money line, even though you're not going to get any points for it, or you're not going to get any money for real. But you know, because I can't expect the Chiefs to cover, you know, my problem with the Chiefs last year was they couldn't cover the point spread. Now, whether or not they do it this year, I don't know. I'm not taking that risk. I'm not wasting the money in Kansas City like that this year.
Just don't bet on the team that you like or that you follow or cover.
It's not a matter of liking them. It's a matter of sense. I mean, hell, if the Chiefs are going to go 15-2, why the hell am I not going to at least bet money? I mean, I'll get something for them, but, you know, but that's –
because the time but that, you that's, don't, but that's in you're going to get the, pissed.
But that's in the middle of a parlay. I'm just not going to just put a money line when I know they're going to be minus 1,000 points. I'm not going to do that.
You betting tonight?
Oh, I already got bets in. Damn right.
I'm damn right. You're betting.
Yeah.
Which game are you feeling more strong about?
Ooh.
NBA games tonight start the play-in games. For those of you that don't know, the NBA play-in games, new thing they're doing. It's a carryover from the coronavirus shortened last year.
It's here to stay, too, by the way.
It is here to stay, whether you like it or not. Basically, how this breaks down is 7 versus 8. 9 versus 10. 7 seed has to win one out of two games. The 8 seed has to win both games.
Yeah.
And that's a little – what it basically does is it makes every team have a chance for the playoffs.
And and actually, it makes these games definitely important because, you know, you can – if you're 9 or 10, you lose, you're out.
Yeah.
And if you're 7 or 8, yeah, you – I mean, basically, let's just say, for example, Golden State, Lakers. You know, you at least got two games, at least. Because if you lose, then, you know, it is what it is.
You got one more game.
And if you can't beat the teams that are, if you can't beat Memphis or San Antonio, then you don't deserve to go to the playoffs.
It is fun. For all the people that say, oh, but how are you going to, it's a long regular season. Baseball does it with 162 games and a one-game wild card. This you get two if you're at least this. And by the way, 20 now out of 32 teams are at least getting a shot to make the playoffs. And I mean, like LeBron.
It piques fan interest.
My point is, LeBron, you're a 7 seed, my guy. You are the 7th best team in the West. You can't sit here and complain about being on the cusp of the playoffs, being a damn 7 seed. That's soft. That's Charmin Ultra.
Well, yeah, I mean.
No, Darren, that's Charmin Ultra.
They were injured.
Hey, that's injured. Guess what?
I get it.
That's Charmin Ultra complaining about
it. I get it, but let's just keep it in perspective. Context is everything. Now, you ask me, what game am I more, well, obviously, you know, I got a parlay for tonight's game. I had to put something together. I actually avoided, well, I guess I really didn't, but I got a 10-leg parlay.
That's it? It's all they allow.
Yeah, it's all they allow. But
they don't want you winning more money.
I started to have Caris LeVert in there.
He's hurt.
He's got the protocol.
Yeah, but out, I should say.
So I almost put him in there. Glad I didn't take it. But I'm expecting a big game from Domantas Sabonis tonight. He's got to. What I like about the 9-10 is like, look, there is no tomorrow. You got to leave everything out there on the court. So will he have a triple-double? It's possible because, I mean, he had a couple of them last week. I got him for 9 assists. I think he gets 14 rebounds. He's been doing that kind of on average. I also got him getting 23 points. He may need to score more, but that's what I got coming from him. I got his teammate Doug McDermott got him scoring 15 points because somebody's got to score since Caris LeVert's not there. And that's all I've got in that game. I'm actually kind of shocked I didn't put nobody on the Charlotte Hornets, but that's only because there's still time for me to put some bets in later on. But in the second game, again, I'm expecting a big game from Russell Westbrook. I'm thinking 13 rebounds, 14 assists. That might be a little too low. Bradley Beal is the one that scares me. They had him for 32 points. I gave him the 32. But he's talking about his hammy or something might not be 100%. Hey, bro, I don't need all that. I need you to play because, you know, you can lose. And, yes, you technically have two games, you know, whether you win or lose. But, look, you got to think about winning. You're trying to win, so you ain't got to play another game. In the second game, though, I do have Jason Tatum hitting 4 three-point shots. He's been balling lately. I got Evan Fournier. Now, that's the one. I'm going to need you not to do that, Sterling.
What, yawn?
Yeah. I got Fournier with four three-point field goals. Man, I got him scoring 19 points. I couldn't have Jason Tatum scoring 33 points. He's just he's a little too inconsistent. I expect him to hit the three-point shots, but he is someone that will play well in the playoffs. But, man, like last year, there would be games that me and Steve were putting together, and he like, yeah, Tatum will score like 2 points in the first half and then go off for 31. It's like, dude, I'm going to need you to not be a late bloomer. I need you to start early so I can feel confident about you.
Sorry, Darren, he doesn't play for your bets. I apologize that these guys aren't here going, hey, man, what does Darren have?
I'm going to tell
Let's
you
get
something.
Him this. Let's give him 18.
If I was a ball boy or somebody for the Wizards, somebody, oh, trust me, they would know. Russ, I need you to do this.
You wouldn't be a ball boy. You'd get fired real quick.
What they don't know. But, yeah, so that's I think those are my bets for tonight. So, yeah,
Quick update on Duffy. Matheny just wrapped up. No announcement so far for surgery for Duffy. It sounds like they're going to try to just give Danny Duffy a rest.
Yeah, okay.
So that's the update right now. So far, no announcement for surgery. The plan is rest for Danny Duffy. First game tonight, Hornets and the Pacers. The Hornets limped in, man. They've lost five straight games.
That's why literally I have no players on the Hornets team in any of my parlays.
I mean, the Pacers don't have T.J. Warren. They don't have Miles Turner. They don't have Caris LeVert. They might not have Malcolm Brogdon, and I still think the Pacers are going to win. I mean,
that's a lot of players, though, to be. Ooh.
I mean, it just the Pacers, I think, have a better.
They're better at home, that helps.
That helps, but better offensive movement. I think that they have a better game plan. The Hornets, I'm not a huge fan of. I think Domantas Sabonis is the difference maker in this game.
If he wasn't playing it, yeah, that would be.
I think that as good as LaMelo Ball has been this year as a rookie, I don't think he's going to be enough to carry this team. I get it. People will say, Devontae Graham or Terry Rozier.
His last few games have been very disappointing. I thought he's a rookie.
No, he's going to have growing pains.
Well, yeah, but he's cut from a different cloth from his brothers. He's a lot more aggressive. He's a lot more scoring minded. I mean, so he has a different makeup and a different. He takes after his father, and so I expect him to be a lot more aggressive. Like playing in Madison Square Garden, to me, that's where you should really be balling and having a and doing well. But yeah, I'm worried about them. I do expect Devontae Graham to come off the bench. I expect him to contribute. I think he'll get about 12 points in tonight's game, maybe 15. I think that these games tonight are going to be high scoring games because really you could try to go for defense, but you're going to need to score points. And when a team is shorthanded like the Pacers, and now the Pacers, they may need to keep it down, but Charlotte is going to be throwing up threes because
yes.
That's what they do. LaMelo, Terry Rozier, PJ, obviously Devontae Graham, they're going to be throwing up 3-point shots all day and all night. I think that's why Sabonis has a good chance to have a triple double because he's going to be trying to get everybody. He does that. I mean,
he's the offense right now for the Pacers.
But he also has to score because he's had games where literally he'll have 7 assists in the first quarter. Okay, cool. You're getting everybody involved, but I need you to contribute. I need you to score as well. Now I do have another parlay just because of what you texted me earlier. It's a 7-leg parlay, but I got Robin Lopez. For Washington scoring 9 points, Lopez 4 rebounds, Tristan Thompson 8 rebounds, Kemba Walker will go with 26 points. We'll go Kemba Walker with probably, 4 3-pointers. Marcus Smart 15 points, Smart 6 assists. We'll see how that rolls. If I win that, it's only $300. If I win the other ones, it's $5,000.
I'll get into the Boston game and Washington after the break. Just finishing up talking about Charlotte and the Pacers. These are two teams who are extremely cold, who are injury prone, or not injury prone, but with a lot of injuries. This is not the best game for the implementation of the new playoffs. I don't think this is what Adam Silver was looking for when he had this new switch. Like the Lakers Golden State, that's what he was looking for. But this game is one that I think we could almost all do without.
Look, we say that now, but I'm thinking when these games are over with tonight, we come in tomorrow, I think you're going to have a different aspect.
Oh, surely. I'll watch it. But watching the Pacers, who are 13-23 at home, going against the Hornets, who are 15-21 on the road, who doesn't have Gordon Hayward. Gordon Hayward's out, and they've been like 8-16 since he went down with injury.
Well, like he's making that big of a difference either.
Obviously he was. They went 8-16 once he went down.
Okay, well, did they not go down after LaMelo Ball got injured too?
They might have. I'm just saying, Gordon Hayward, since he's out, there we go. Since April 2nd, 8-16 since that injury.
Yeah.
Gordon Hayward has been the veteran presence on this team that's, honestly, he's had a good bounce back season. He's got a really good bounce back year. So
$20 million, he better. Michael Jordan paid him.
Jordan's not the best at identifying talent. We'll just leave it there.
On that note, let's take a timeout.
Let's take a quick break. This is Darren and Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting in the evening sun.
Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. All right, first game we talked about, Pacers and Charlotte. I got Pacers. I got the under. What do you got?
Well, I got a few parlays. So I got...
No, I'm just saying straight up, we're going team here. I'm going Pacers, and I got the under.
How many players are out for the Pacers?
Basically, it's Sabonis versus the Hornets. I think his dad Arvidas is going to suit up.
Sterling, you got me on that one, man. I don't know. I'll go with Indiana.
Are you just copying me, or?
No, because I mean, this is one. I mean, because this game you lose, you out. But man, they've got so many players that are out, man, and I just think that. I got to go with the upset tonight. I'll go with Charlotte tonight. They're only a 2-point underdog, so I mean,
they're both kind of pick'em games.
Yeah, and it's just. If it wasn't so many players out, either for injury or because of LeVert, you know, I don't know if it's COVID-19 or whatever, but he's not able.
I know he had migraines.
Yeah, I mean, I think for them to win, you've got to, because most of the starters are able to go for Charlotte. I mean, right now, outside of Sabonis, I'm not sure who else on the team starting is playing. So. I'm going to go with the upset tonight, even though I do have parlays and picks to cover myself in each manner. But if I had a proverbial gun in my head, I'm going to go with Charlotte for the upset tonight.
All right. Celtics. Wizards. Bradley Beal's not 100%. He says hamstring's hurting him.
I really wish you'd just shut up when I say that.
Probably be around. My gut says he plays, but it's probably a game time decision. Jaylen Brown is out after wrist surgery.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, Evan Fournier is gonna have to step
he's
up.
He's been balling lately, man. He's been winning on my parlays. There's been other players that may not stepped up, but he's been doing well with the scoring and the 3-point shooting. Yeah, he's been doing very well.
The Celtics and Wizards have had two very different, I guess, chances of getting here. Boston has underperformed all season. They've dropped 10 of their final 15 games, while the Wizards have rallied around, won 17 of their last 23 games. Wizards are on a heater right now, while Boston is struggling to stay afloat.
See, here's my concern when it comes to Boston is that I don't know, and I talked about it last night. I don't know what I'm going to get from Jason Tatum from game to game, you know, because he'll, you know, I mean, you put him up against Golden State, he has, 50 points or something, or he goes crazy. But, you know, the next game, he'll come out and score 13 points and 2 rebounds and 1 assist. Like, bro, I need, for me, when you get to this level and you are the superstar of the team, I need consistency. I need to be able to, you know, I could always count on Jordan having a 30-point game if I wasn't old enough to bet at that time. But if I was, you know, that'd be what I'd be putting my money on. I need consistency, and he doesn't do it for me. Kemba Walker has been doing much better lately. I mean, I think it's because he's gone back to his Charlotte days where he doesn't. You know, I think because of Jaylen Brown being out, he's been able to focus more on scoring. Obviously, getting Jason Tatum opportunities when need be, but they've played much better. And what I don't like, they've been able to do is that they've been able to get rest leading into the playoffs. I think, you know, a lot of teams rested their players, you know, the last game of the season or the game before the last game of the season. What scares me about Washington is I don't know what Russell Westbrook is going to do. I don't know how he's going to shoot.
Who's going to guard him? Kemba Walker can't.
Nobody can really guard Russell Westbrook because he goes full speed the entire time. My thing is just more on the offensive end on how he shoots. You know, I don't know if he's going to have a good game where he can hit 3 3-point shots or if he's going to go, you know, 6 for 25 or something, you know, from the field because you don't know what you're going to get. And for me, Russell is going to try to, and depending on how Bradley Beal is feeling, if Beal is hitting it, then Russell needs to be, you know, feeding the ball. But I also need Russell to make sure that he don't put it all on him because you know his hamstring's not 100%. So I need Russell to, even though he can't really hit free throws, I need him to be able to drive to the basket, you know, attack the glass, try to get easy shots like that and then work your way out. I think for me, Russell Westbrook is one of those persons who has to have an inside-outside game where he needs to get his points inside early so he can build confidence in his jump shot and then, you know, if he tries to take a three-point shot and then, of course, fast breaks and things like that. So I think, anything less than a triple-double from Russell Westbrook is going to be a disappointing factor, but I had him initially for 25 points, but then I realized, who am I kidding? I need to just not have him for points, just take my rebounds and my assists. Bradley Beal, because he's not 100%, I don't know. I think Bradley Beal might be the reason why I don't hit the parlay because of
he's averaging 41 points against Boston in the three matchups this year against him. I know he's hurt now. I get it. But he's averaged 41 in the three matchups against him.
I would have to probably
go back and look at the tape. No Jaylen Brown, so Jaylen's not going to be on him. You're going to have Marcus Smart and Kemba Walker on the floor. Well, who is Marcus Smart going to guard? Is he guarding Bradley Beal, or is he going to guard Russell Westbrook? I would assume.
Yeah, but who is Evan Fournier going to guard then?
Whoever the three is, because Kemba Walker, Kemba Walker's tough because he's so small, and he's not as quick as he once was after his knee issues and all that stuff. Kemba Walker is really just if you watch him this year, he looks slow. He looks a step slow. Like, he's not as quick.
Definitely ain't going to help in this game.
I mean, he's not as fast as he once was, and that's what I'm saying. If you put him, you can't put him on Russ because Russ is going to blow by him. You put him on Bradley Beal because he's a shooter, but Beal, I think, would cook him. It's not a good matchup for Boston as far as the backcourt, in my opinion. Marcus Smart's phenomenal defensively. That's fine and dandy, but where can you kind of hide Kemba Walker?
Better put him on, who's it, Rui?
Roy Hachimura. You're not putting him in. He's like 6'10".
I don't know. All I know with Washington is Russ and Bradley Beal. Everybody else is inconsequential. But again, at the end of the day, what are you going to get? I mean, obviously, you know, other players are going to score. It's not like Beal and Russ are going to be scoring the majority of those points. I mean, other players are going to score. But I'm not sure where the offense is going to come from. Again, for me, I need Russ to just be – I need the Russ that was competing against Atlanta when he went out to break that triple-double record. That's what I need because he was in on all cylinders. He was getting everybody involved. I mean, he had 21 assists in that game, 13 rebounds, I think 25, 27 points. That's what I need from Russ tonight. So, if he doesn't, is that good enough for them to win?
Well, right here they have Bradley Beal listed as the three, Raul Neto, which is very surprising. He's a starter.
He's the point, right?
Well, he's a point guard, but they have him probably playing two. They pretty much use a three-guard set instead of having these forwards.
Yeah.
And he's day-to-day. It could be Ish Smith. And Ish Smith's also a very fast guard. Ish Smith's not great. I'd assume that's probably where you put Kemba Walker and try to hide him. It's just going to be interesting to watch some of the matchups that play out.
You can always run zone.
Alex Lynn is the starter for Washington, but Daniel Gafford has really been a breath of fresh air. He's helped Washington on the boards and given them a presence down low. Daniel Gafford, as long as, what's it, Scott Brooks, is he the head coach now still for Washington?
Yes.
As long as Brooks plays Gafford more, I think I could see Washington winning. But he's had a, for some reason, hesitation to keep giving him consistent minutes, and I think that could really bite the Wizards.
I think the other player to watch out for who we, you know, don't talk much at all about is going to be Tristan Thompson. I think the fouls and, you know, the rebounds and the points that he can give you might come in handy in tonight's game. I do. I mean, I think I got him down for 8 rebounds, but, you know, he's, you know, for Boston, because again, if Jason Tatum is not crashing the boards, you know, because I'm thinking Tatum's going to try to do, I think he's going to try to be more of a jump shooter in tonight's game versus somebody who's going to try to be all around. If he's not going to crash the boards, I'm looking for a halfway decent game from Tristan Thompson if he's not starting and coming off the bench.
So who you got in this game? Are you going with the Celtics? Man. You going with the Wizards? Again, this one's tough for me because I think I personally think the Celtics have a better team. I think they're built better.
Even without
Jaylen Brown, I still think the Celtics are a more talented team, but
that's the problem.
But
that's the problem.
Wizards are playing really good. They're playing really good basketball right now.
The good thing is, we've mentioned before, at least in this game, one team has 2 games to get into the playoffs. I could see Boston winning this game, and then Russell and the Wizards winning against Indiana or Charlotte. So I'm going to go with Boston for the win tonight.
I got Boston too. I have Boston. I have the under. I just think, and I'm kind of with you with the whole Russ thing, I don't trust Russell Westbrook enough to have the I'm not doubting his heart. I'm not going to doubt that he's going to take a playoff. You know he's going to give it his all 100% of the time.
And it's not to say that they can't – I think they can win this game because they're only like a 2.5-point underdog.
Sure. I just think too many bad shots from Russ could sink this team. And him trying to do too much.
Yeah, plus I also think that they have a much better chance of beating a depleted Indiana Pacers team than you do a semi-full strength in the Boston Celtics. And plus, look, if you know that Bradley Beal's hamstring isn't 100%, Russ ain't that guy. He's going to throw a game or they're going to give up a game. But I could see a scenario where they might try to rest him and just prepare for the next game because they know if not today, we got a game two or three nights from today.
Yeah, and you don't want to exasperate. It's one of those fine lines of do we try and get it done now so he can have a day or two to rest, or do we try and have him play through it, risk exasperating the injury? It's just a – there's no good answer.
And again, for me, the beauty of these games, because look, we talked about the first game is not really something that you want to sit back and see. But because if you're like you and I, we place a bet on someone, and now you kind of like pique your interest because you're like,
dude, it's the NBA playoffs. I'm gonna be watching no matter what.
No. Because I mean, if you can still have a bad playoff game or bad playoff series. You're like, man, I'll wait for the second game to come on. But you know, if you're gonna put a couple of bucks down. Now it kind of piques my interest because now I want to see – because, again, I ain't never put money on Brook Lopez. Now I got to pay attention to see if Brook Lopez can, you know, get me, you know, 9 points and 4 rebounds just because of what your guys sent me. So that's the only reason why, like I said, for games like that, again, may or may not matter to some people because you're like, eh, you don't think it's going to matter, obviously, as the playoffs progress. But for me – It is some good to watch on television tonight. I got other things I got to watch as well, but these are good games to watch because I got money involved.
Well, there you go. Darren the better. We'll take a quick break. This is Darren and Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City.
1, 2, 3, Hot pants. Hey, hot pants. Hot pants.
Welcome Welcome back to Darren and Sterling here on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. Darren's going on his little diet to try and get hot pants going when he goes to L.A.
I will not be hot pants.
For the Chiefs.
I'll be a lot of things, but ain't going to be no hot pants. I promise you that much.
So far, the update on Danny Duffy is no surgery and 10-day IL is what he's currently on. They're going to try and give him a rest. That was according to Mike Matheny. Danny Duffy should be speaking now. We should hear more updates later on today. Darren?
Yes, sir.
Pujols got an RBI in his first game with the Dodgers.
Got rid of him too soon.
Nah, it's just funny because it's just ironic. He's not good. He's not good anymore. But an RBI single in his first game.
He's not good, but he's in the major leagues, and he got an RBI single, but
anymore.
He's not good.
I mean, dude, there's a lot of guys who aren't good anymore who can still get hits here and there.
Ah, well, see, unlike you, I make things happen. We got Jeffrey Flanagan on tomorrow.
Hell yes.
That's what I do.
Hell yes. What segment tomorrow?
Whatever segment I want him on.
Well, damn, Darren.
You know what I'm saying? So he's going to be in the opening segment with us.
I'm stoked. Flanny on tomorrow. We get to hear the hard-hitting questions. We get answers that we couldn't talk to him about because he was, you know, just too important. He couldn't piss anyone off. Now he has no boss.
I like the fact he's going to come on no cap. You know what I'm saying? He just go, no filter.
No filter.
Just make sure you got the
dump button ready.
You
know, yeah.
You just had that. But, yeah, Jeffrey Flanagan will join us tomorrow. So we'll talk some more. We'll get his thoughts on all things Major League Baseball. And, you know, look, and on seriously, I do want to get his thoughts because remember last time we had him on, talked about some stuff as it relates to the journalism aspect and where it's gone. So I definitely want to get his thoughts. And hopefully he will, you know, feel free to go off on a tangent if you want to, and I'm here for it.
I can't wait. One thing I do want to touch on before we go.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan says he's got a lot of good football left in him. Do you believe Matt Ryan has a lot of good football left in him?
First of all, what are you supposed to say? Yeah, I mean, now look, if I'm Matt Ryan, hopefully he's in the weight room. Hopefully he's doing some TB12 type stuff. But when you have Julio Jones there still. You've got, what's the other wide receiver's name? Calvin Ridley.
And Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts. Yeah, I mean, you should be, you know, you should want to, you know, want to be able to extend your playing career. So, yeah, he is. Jeffrey's excited about being on the show tomorrow, so I like that.
I will say he's 36. He wasn't really the problem last year.
It was a defense.
And you look at Matt Ryan's numbers last year, over 4,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
He played a full. He didn't miss any games, right?
Yeah, he played pretty good last year. It wasn't necessarily on him. Adding Kyle Pitts to Calvin Ridley and Julio Jones, if you can get that defense turned around to average, you could see I think a decent bounce-back season for the Falcons. I'm not saying playoffs, but I think you could see a 500 team.
If their offensive line can protect them,
and that was an issue too last year.
Yeah.
That was an issue too.
So it depends on what. See, it's hard because hard to talk about somebody's offensive line when we saw what ours was in the Super Bowl, but we also saw the upgrade. I mean, they made a 180 degree upgrade compared to what Kansas City had last year. So I don't want to compare them to the Chiefs or anything like that, but if they can just be able to protect him where he's not taking as many hits, because the NFC, in my opinion, is still a stronger conference than the AFC. I just think just the because of the hard hitting and what they're known for, the defenses, and even in that division, they got, you know, obviously Tampa Bay coming back with all 22 starters, and then of course you're also looking at New Orleans. I mean, that defense is legit.
Sure.
For as well. Carolina, you know,
they have some guys on defense, but they're nothing that you're going to say they're competing. The thing with the Falcons, if they were going to go a different direction, they would have drafted a quarterback at 4. If they were done with Matt Ryan, this tells me they have trust that he's probably the guy for another 2 years, well, probably at least.
Well, but the most important thing about that is that they also he was going to cost too much to try to cut and get rid of. I mean,
a trade. I think Matt Ryan has trade value. I'm not a lot, but I think he has trade value.
It's possible. But it would be too much dead money, even if you trade him, that goes against the cap. So that's why I don't think you get rid of him.
Well, this was Darren and Sterling right here on ESPN Kansas City, 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, 1510.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back right here live tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. We'll be joined in the first segment by Jeffrey Flanagan. Flanny, the man with no boss anymore. We can get the real Royals coverage straight from the source. Can't wait for that. So until tomorrow, stay safe. We are out of here.